Khaltoum Zakaria Ali, who fled from Chad to Sudan to seek refuge in a displacement camp in Gadarif, is struggling to feed her children. Her one-year-old daughter has not eaten since morning. Besides being displaced by the Sudan conflict, Khaltoum has another problem. A doctor at the Sudanese American Physicians Association mobile clinic is treating her for mental problem. She says life in the camp is very difficult for her and her three children.
My condition is difficult. Sometimes I must beg, and those who have money give me 100 Sudanese pounds. Others give me 200 Sudanese pounds, and I am able to provide breakfast for my four children.
Sudanese and foreigners who have fled the fighting between the Sudan Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces say they face challenges in camps for internal displaced persons in Gadarif State. Fitin Awad Ibrahim is a Sudanese mother of four who fled from Khartoum to Gadarif. She says getting food for her children is a daily challenge.
It is 4 months since we arrived here, and since December last year, we received food rations only once. Just imagine a mother with 6 to 7 children who received one food ration, and you have not worked for 3 months. We have malnourished children, and you saw them when you were entering the camp. We need health care for the kids and the elderly who have chronic diseases.
When conflict erupted in the Sudanese capital Khartoum 2 years ago, families living in the nearby twin cities of Omdurman and Bahri fled to other states across the country seeking safety. Ibrahim says mothers at her camp face multiple challenges, including a lack of food and medical care.
We mothers don't have a lot of things because we don't have jobs so that we can provide for the needs of the children. These are major challenges facing us here.
Some women in the IDP camp fled without their spouses, and others were widowed by the conflict. Ibrahim says she fled from Khartoum to Gadarif with her children, and she has not been in contact with her husband since the war broke out.
My husband is not with me, and I have a sick child who has a problem. He was diagnosed with rheumatism, and his condition worsens, and the disease has reached his heart. He needs to do tests. Even I am sick, and I don't have money for doing a medical checkup because the nonprofits are not helping us.
The Sudanese conflict, which erupted in April 2023, has displaced thousands of families from the capital Khartoum and the twin cities of Bahri and Omdurman. For VOA News, I'm John Tanza, Omdurman, Sudan.